Welcome to Unleash the Awesome with Dave Gambrill. All of us have unique skills, talents, and abilities that aren't being used to their full potential. Our mission is to share the people, tools, apps, and other resources that will help you unleash your awesome on the world.
Yo, what's up? It's Dave. Welcome to another episode of Unleash the Awesome. Today, let's talk about know you, know them, win. What the heck am I talking about? Well, one of the things that I think is critical in a selling process, marketing process, just building relationships with people in general is getting to understand how people tick, the psychology behind it. And if you've been listening to this podcast for any period of time, or you follow me over in my digital marketing mentorship Facebook group, or you've seen me on Instagram or wherever you follow me, maybe you're on our Telegram channel that we have, I'm sure you've heard me talk about the book Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion by Dr. Robert Cialdini. If you haven't heard me talk about it, well, it's a really great book and you should go read it and understand it and apply it. But the other thing is, besides just the psychological triggers, the six of them that he talks about in that book, one of the things I think is critical for understanding people is understanding their personalities. And there are a number of different personality assessments and tests and things that you can do. There's DISC, and there's Enneagram, and there's Big Five, and there's Myers-Briggs, and there's Strength Finders, and there's value assessments, all kinds of things you can do. And if you were to take all of those tests, it would take a while, and it would probably cost you thousands of dollars because these assessments are not inexpensive. Well, that is until now. So just in the last few days, I discovered this wonderful tool called Crystal. Crystal Knows. I'll put the link here in the show notes, but if you go to gambrill.com/crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, you can access it. And here's the deal. You get access to all those assessments or assessments just like them for free. Yes, for free. So you can do an assessment. The first thing it does when you sign up is it basically gives you a DISC assessment, and it will tell you what your DISC score is, how you show up. It gives you a little graph and provides all kinds of useful information for you. But the other cool thing is those other tests are there as well. So Enneagram, 16 personality, or Myers-Briggs, Big Five, strengths, values, all those things. You could do them and you can get to learn a lot about yourself, how you show up. Now, that's not to say that that's the only way you show up, right? These personality tests are not to put you in a box or label you and say that that's the only thing you could do, because we all flex. We all have different styles. But what a lot of these tests will show you and tell you and help you understand is that you have a baseline, or you have a place that you go to when the stressors hit, right? And this is how you tend to react. So basically it breaks it down like this, and this, I'm gonna give you a very simplistic overview of this, but basically it comes down to this. Are you introverted? Are you extroverted? And do you care more about tasks and analysis, or do you care more about people and being friendly first? Not saying you don't care. If you care about one, you don't care about the other, right? But it really comes down to, what is the intensity around? Are you a task-focused person, or are you a people-focused person first? And the critical piece is, for a lot of these things, that if you are dealing with people who are people-focused first and you go right to the tasks, then they tend to not listen to anything you're saying, because they're like, wow, that's rude. That guy didn't even ask me how I was doing or how my weekend was or whatever. He just got right to the point, right? So there's strategies and techniques that you need to use and learn and figure out. And that's beyond the scope of this podcast episode. Maybe I'll talk about it some other time. But if you go to the Crystal website, Crystal Knows, or gambrill.com/crystal, you'll be able to do these assessments. You'll learn a lot about yourself. And then here's the amazing thing. It has a Chrome extension. So if you use the Chrome browser, Google Chrome browser, you can put an extension on there and you can look at people's profiles on LinkedIn, and it does a predictive analysis of what it thinks that person's personality type is. And so that's critical when it comes to, especially if you're doing cold calling, but if you're going to communicate with these people, how are you going to do it? Are you going to lead with a kind of people friendly thing? Or are you going to get right to the point and lead with the task? All kinds of stuff. And with this Chrome extension, it also gives you some coaching on how you might want to approach it. So everything from the greeting of the email to the body of the email to the closing of the email, it says what to do, what not to do, all kinds of stuff. But here's the other thing that's really cool about this platform. You get a referral link. So if you go on your profile, you'll see that you'll be able to get a referral link, and you can share this resource with other people, and they can go take the assessments as well. And for everybody that you refer, you can see how they show up. You can see their assessments as well. So this would be ideal if you have a team, right? There's a team of people that you work with. If everybody on the team took it and you did a quick debrief for people to understand, you can get downloads that show what your default position is or how your different scores showed up. And you can post those on your social media profiles. You can put them on your LinkedIn banner. You can post them wherever. You can see all of that information. If you are a coach and you want to have everybody on your team, so if you're a sports coach, have everybody on your team do it. If you are a life coach or a business coach and you want your clients to do it, I can think of so many different reasons why you might want to do this and have this out there. And it's such a powerful tool. And I was looking at, you know, what, okay, how do these people make their money? This doesn't make any sense that they would make all these assessments for free, because I actually am certified to sell and teach a lot of these assessments. And I was like, how are they doing this? Well, what they do is you get X amount of LinkedIn predictive analyses that you can look at for people. And then I think they make you pay for that. But the other thing is they have these playbooks and coaching, what do they call them? Coaching guides or something like that, where if you want to do a deeper dive or you want to see an analysis on your entire team and see how to deal with people, then they have a premium plan that you can pay for. That's, I think for the lowest plan right now, it's like $29 a month. So that's how they're making their money, right? If you want to do a deeper dive on all this stuff. But really, even with just the free thing, there are literally thousands of dollars of value in there. I mean, it's, as I was looking at all, and I'm like, all right, if you were to take a DISC assessment and get a debrief, and if you were to take a strengths assessment and you were to do a Myers-Briggs and all those things, it would cost you thousands of dollars easily. But you're going to get all that for free if you go check this out. So I don't know why you wouldn't go check this out and do it and do the assessment for yourself, and then use it for your team. And like, if you're a student in school, it would be a great thing for you to know how you show up, kind of what your personality is, how you're wired, what your default position is. And it might even be useful to share that information with your teachers, especially now that all this learning is going on online. It's really hard for people to pick up context clues and body language and things like that through Zoom meetings and Google Meet and however these classes are being delivered. So how cool would it be if people understood these personality types? You could post them on your profile so people could easily see it. I just did it the other day on Facebook. I posted one of the things, and I did it on LinkedIn too. And people are like, well, that's not a surprise at all, actually, based on all the information on all those assessments that you took. Yeah, that's kind of how I show up. But if you didn't know me, you wouldn't really know how to deal with me right off the bat if you've not spent any time with me. But having looked at the assessments and understanding kind of how I'm wired, and then you could approach me in a way that makes more sense for me. And the fact that you would do that would get me to know, like, and trust you faster, which means if you were trying to sell me something or build a relationship or whatever, my guard would go way down because you approach me the way that I tend to like to be approached, right? The other thing that this is critical for is building out teams. So a lot of times we are focused on hiring and attracting people to our group, to our organization, whatever, that are just like us. And I'm not talking about from an ethnic standpoint or religious standpoint, although that certainly happens as well. But we tend to really like or gel with or bond with people right off the bat that are similar personality style to us. And the danger there is that you may be predisposed to creating a whole team of people that are just like you. So while it may be diverse in other ways, the ways people personalities are showing up may not be diverse. And that could be a big weakness for your team, because ideally what you want to have is a combination of people. So people who are focused on building teams and a people first approach, but you also want to have the highly analytical and honestly critical people who are looking at the details, right? Because if you're more of a people person, you're more concerned about the, wow, this is really cool and this is fun and let's do this together. And if you're more on the task side, you're more concerned with the how are we gonna do this? What are the steps? Did you look at all of these things, right? And you've probably guessed, if you've been listening to me for any period of time, I am more concerned on the wow side than the how. So it's critical that I surround myself with people, or at least add people to my team or outsource things to people who are the opposite of that, who have a critical eye for the details first and don't care so much about the wow. All right. So, and it took me a really long time to figure this out. I wish somebody had told me this way earlier in my life, and it would have made a whole bunch of things a lot easier because I had to stumble and bumble my way through it. But now that I know this, I can look for this. I can, and because I teach DISC and I teach Strength Finders and I'm certified to teach a bunch of these assessments, it's just become part of my normal everyday language and routine. So I, without assessments, can usually guess just based on how people show up in their language and their mannerisms, where they fit. And so I can approach them the way that I think that they want to be approached. And that's why people will say, like, wow, you just seem to be natural with people and you seem to be able to hit it off and connect with people. Well, it's because I've done the work of understanding how I show up, understanding how these people show up. And then, you know, there's other books that you probably want to check out, like Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss. He was an FBI lead negotiator for a while. As you're trying to build trust with people, there's things you want to do called mirroring. And basically you want to use similar language and similar pace, similar tone, similar vocabulary, things like that. And when you understand then the personality type, it makes it a lot easier to do all that stuff. So these are really, really powerful tools. I don't want you to overlook them just because they're free. I hope you understand there's a tremendous amount of value in this resource and I'm not getting anything out of it. I mean, if you go and use my link, I think if you buy the premium plan, I might make a dollar off it. But the real value here is you understanding more about you, maybe more about the members of your family, maybe about the members of your team, especially now that a lot of people are remote employees and things like that. You want to work, you learn about these things. But also if you were a coach and you want to share this with your clients or things like that, or you're going to hire people or you're going to outsource some stuff and you want to have people go through these assessments, it is a really, really great predictor of how people are going to show up and how to interact with them. Is it foolproof? No, nothing is. But these things are pretty darn close. And I would much rather go into a situation knowing this stuff than not knowing this stuff. And the fact that it's free makes it even easier. And it literally, if you took all the tests that are there that I just mentioned before, it might take you 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes. Like I said, it'll do the DISC one right off the bat, and then you can choose the other ones to do in there. But take some time and do it and put it out there. And then if you want, shoot me a message on Instagram. It's just Gambrel, my last name, on Instagram, and let me know how you tested. I shared my information on there the other day. I think it's actually on my post in my role there. If it's not, I'll make sure it's an actual post, not a story, so you can see it, and you can see how I show up. And I'd love to hear how you show up and what your key takeaways were. So just let me know. So again, go to gambrel.com/crystal, get access to all of these personality assessments, and then make sure you share them with your friends as well. And that way we can learn about each other and we can build better, stronger relationships much faster, which will ultimately help you unleash your awesome on the world. All right. So until next time, go unleash your awesome and the awesome of all your team members through these personality insights on the world. See ya.
Thanks for listening to Unleash the Awesome. Please be sure to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please share us on your favorite social media platforms using hashtag UnleashAwesome.